So the last great day, and the days have flown by through the feast. Before I play the special music for today, I wanted to just say a few words about this meaningful, just richly significant and meaningful day. And the thing that we see in the church nowadays, and Trish and I have talked about it, is it seems to be, everything seems to be downgraded. Everything, the specialness of the holy days, the specialness of the Sabbath seems to be being chipped away bit by bit. And we've been guilty of it ourselves, you know, and we've tried to correct that to a great extent. But what's happened there, some Church of God groups and some Church of God brethren now refer to this day as the eighth day, which is fine, you know, that's biblical. But they teach that the seventh day, why don't we turn to it? John chapter 7 and verse 37, and we'll look at it in a minute. But what they teach is that the day, the last great day of the feast that Jesus is talking about there in John 7:37, is the seventh day of the Feast of Tabernacles rather than today. Now, John refers to this day there as that great day of the feast, that great day. And I've listened to the arguments on it, but I'm still, after all of the arguments, I'm not sure how the seventh day of the feast or its anti-type is really any greater than the preceding 6 days of the feast. Now, you know, all 7 days of the feast are certainly wonderful, there's no doubt about it, and the anti-types of them as well, if we look at it in that way. And that, you know, they are true highlights of God's sacred year. And again, the anti-types will be very special in the millennium as well. But I'm not sure that the final day or the final 143 years of the millennium, as pictured by the seventh day of the Feast of Tabernacles, will be any greater than the preceding 857 years, okay? But I am absolutely positive, because God's word says so, that the time and the events that are pictured by the eighth day, what I believe to be the true last great day, definitely will be truly great and even better than the years of the millennium. And again, it without doubt, the time and the events of the fulfillment of the last great day will be even greater than the time and the events that are pictured by the 7 days of the Feast of Tabernacles. Let's have a quick overview of these last great days. We'll come back to John 7, but please turn to Revelation chapter 20 and verse 10. We'll just whiz through these last great day events real quickly. And the first one is that the first reason why the last great day is great is because Satan and his demons will be gone forever. Revelation chapter 20 and verse 10, and this is referring now before at the very end of the millennium. Revelation chapter 20 and verse 10, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, or were also cast, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. I do not believe that Satan and his demons will have any part in the fulfillment of the last great day. That will be finished before the end, or at the very end of the millennium. And then comes what we call the second resurrection. Second resurrection for the group that we refer to, or that God's word refers to as the rest of the dead. and that includes many of your loved ones, many of my loved ones, and that is a great day. And that's verse 5. I'm in the right one there. It says, but the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. Is that the right scripture? I think it is, yeah. And so that really is a great event for us all to look forward to. All looking forward to that time. And then, another reason that it's great is the period of the great white throne judgment period. Verse 11, still in Revelation 20. Revelation chapter 20 and verse 11. I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was no place for them, talking about the beast, the false prophet, and Satan as well. Verse 12, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. The word great is in there, and the word great in the New Testament is translated from the Greek word megas. When you see megas or mega something, that it means great. So during that time, that great white throne judgment period, all the people who've never had an opportunity to know God and his way of life will have that opportunity. So that too is great. That's great. What next? Another truly great event, and it was preached on the Feast of Pentecost by Peter, and he was quoting God's words through the prophet Joel. You don't have to turn there, you can if you want. Acts chapter 2 and verse 17. Acts chapter 2 and verse 17. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. So the pouring out of God's Holy Spirit on all flesh is not going to be fulfilled in the fulfillment of the Feast of Tabernacles. It's going to be fulfilled at the fulfillment of the last great day. And then comes the end of all sorrow, all tears and crying, pain and death. Back in Revelation again, Revelation chapter 21 and verse 4. And this is, for many of us, who've lost loved ones, and I think we all have, this is, to me, the very center of the last great day. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Wonderful. Anything else? Yes, there is. The new heavens, the new earth, we're going to be hearing the song in a minute, including the holy city, the New Jerusalem, and its temple, will be brought to us. Brought down to us. Out in space, there is no down really. There's no up and down. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 12. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 12. Him that overcomes will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. And then over into chapter 21, still in Revelation. Chapter 21 and verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven, saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. And jump over to verse 10. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. And then going back to verse 3 again, the second half of verse 3. And this is the very greatest of all great events. Second half of verse 3. And he will dwell with them and shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And verse 22. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. So the temple that he's going to bring down is something absolutely amazing. That the temple is going to be actually built in to God the Father and Jesus Christ. So it will have been great. All that Jesus did in the millennium, all that Jesus did with men and women, human beings, during the millennium, will be great. But now the Father, God the Father, will be with men, or more accurately at this time, with spirit beings who once had been men. And this will be the very greatest of great events. Following that, a wonderful eternity, and the details of that we can only dream, and that will be truly great too. And I think the picture of that is built into the last great day as well. So these events are the greatest ones in all history. These are the ultimate ones and the truly great ones. I do not believe that they can logically be symbolized by the seventh day of the Feast of Tabernacles. Wonderful as though it may be, it's really comparatively mediocre compared with the true last great day. These fabulous end of the end time details can only be symbolized by this eighth day, which is the last great day. So we're going to play I think one of everybody's favorite feast songs, and that is The Holy City, and it's by the Irish Tenors.
must change the streets no longer rang. Hushed for that lad was Anna. I saw a home.